Hello, thanks for joining us today. My name is Justin Carr. I'm the Patient Services Manager for ESRD Network 15. I'd like to welcome you to the first in a series of podcasts. The goal of this podcast series is to help get information to patients that we feel is beneficial. We try to do this from the patient perspective and always with an eye towards improving patient understanding and patient quality of care. Today, we're going to be talking about the Learning in Action Network, or LAN, LAN. We hope to provide you with information about what they are, how they do what they do. Joining me for this discussion will be Mr. Jeff Needham. Mr. Needham is the co-chair of Network 15's Patient Advisory Committee. The Patient Advisory Committee, or PAC, P-A-C, is a group of patients from our network that get together about once a month and talk about issues relating to them. They talk about their care, they talk to each other about being on dialysis, and they also give their input on some of the important work we do at the network. If you're interested in learning more about the PAC, please reach out to one of your clinic staff members for more information. Hey, Jeff, are you there, sir?
I'm here.
All right, great. That was almost too easy. Okay. So, Jeff, I apologize. I realized before we got started on this, it might be good for you and I to introduce ourselves. So my name is Justin Carr. I'm the Patient Services Manager for Network 15. And the network is basically a quality improvement organization under contract to the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. We help oversee quality at dialysis clinics. And Jeff, if you don't mind, can you just say hi and your name and that you're our PAC co-chair and you're awesome?
Sure. I can probably do most of that. My name is Jeff Needham. I'm the co-chair with Miley Robb of the Network 15 Patient Advisory Committee. And essentially what we do is what it sounds like. We advise the network on issues that are related to our care so that they have an opportunity to hear the patient voice.
Perfect. Wonderful. Jeff, thank you so much for being here again. And today we're going to talk about the LANs. And so I thought we would start by me kind of defining that real quick, and then you and I can maybe have a short conversation about that, okay?
Sure.
Great. So LAN, because networks love acronyms, stands for Learning Action Network. And what that basically means is it's a group of people who are brought together under the auspices of the National Coordinating Center, the NCC. That's a group under contract, again, to the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Basically, it's a group that comes together, it brings together patients from across the nation, and they talk about certain topics. Transplant, bloodstream infections, vocational rehab. It can be just a whole bunch of issues, but the idea is that patients come together from across the country and work on developing tools and work on improving various aspects of the patient experience on dialysis. So it's a very cool thing. And like I said, their kind of end goal is at times to develop tools, at times to develop interventions, but they're just looking to improve the quality for folks. And Jeff has been good enough not only to be involved on our PAC, but also to be involved in the past on several LANs. So I thought he'd be a great expert to talk about this. So, Jeff, if you don't mind, now that I've kind of just given a whole bunch of word salad out there about LANs, maybe you could tell us a little bit about what exactly a LAN does from your perspective.
Sure. Depending on the group itself, it's going to be comprised of people from around the country, people who are renal patients, and they'll meet once a month, perhaps every other month, on the phone, generally an hour to an hour and a half, and discuss issues related to care. Again, like you mentioned, things like bloodstream infection, transplant, home modalities, you know, issues that that are directly related to patients. And much in the way of their network pack, you know, the job, I suppose you could say, of the patient volunteers is to provide their individual expertise at being dialysis patients to advise the MPFE LAN and those who pay attention to it, what patients are thinking about any given issue. Because ultimately, what decisions are made are going to affect patients.
Holy cow, I'm glad I invited you on this. That was awesome. What exactly, like, if you recall back on your kind of experience, if you just called in to a LAN meeting, do you remember kind of briefly maybe how that meeting would go?
I mean, structurally, you're going to start off with a roll call, perhaps say an acceptance of the previous minutes of the previous meeting, and there's going to be an agenda. There will be topics. For instance, let's say one agenda is related specifically to bloodstream infection. The networks and the NPFE LAN and the NCC, I'm losing it here.
No problem.
They come up with quality improvement activities for the individual dialysis facilities. And so the topic might be, what can we do to reduce bloodstream infection? Sometimes it might be posters. Sometimes it might be awareness. Sometimes it might be hand washing audits. So, for instance, I participated in probably a half dozen hand washing audits at my facility, sometimes in conjunction with the NPFE LAN, sometimes in conjunction with the network.
That's great. So you would have this agenda. You would call in. And then you guys would kind of eventually get down to discussing these various topics, right?
Exactly. And some of them could be very specific. For instance, another topic was the issue of what to do when patients get transplanted, what to do when patients pass away, what to do when patients move or are hospitalized. And so one of the LANs this past year, it came up with several forms that could celebrate transplants, whereby patients could allow their information to be shared with a small group of people they might know at the facility. They gave their okay, perhaps, if they passed away, to let people know about it so that, people could pay their respects. So that was some of the specific things that LAN did last year.
That's a wonderful example. I know we've had a lot of patients asking about information very similar to that sheet that was generated. So I know that was kind of a good thing that you guys made. On that topic, do you find it rewarding working with the LAN? Do you like it?
I do. Part of the reason I originally volunteered, I knew nothing about the network system. It was brought to my attention by the social worker at my facility. The networks had sent out, one of their emails, and he brought it to my attention. And I had been looking to find a way to give back. I feel that I, just by virtue of my care, I'm granted a second lease on life. And I personally feel obligated to do what I can, I guess you could say, to earn my keep. I certainly can't pay for my care. But I can give back in a lot of ways. And so that was originally why I volunteered for the network without even knowing what it did. But through the course of, volunteering for the network, for the NCC, working with the NPFE LANs, it's extremely rewarding to see something come to fruition that started off as an idea. To see that become something concrete, that a patient can hold in their hand, can see with their eyes, that will affect somebody's life. It's extremely rewarding.
And one thing I've heard talking to patients who have been on the LANs is that experience, being able to create these things and then go out and help people, can be kind of empowering. Did you ever have that feeling?
Very much so. I don't know what the science behind it is, but I'm firmly convinced that the more involved people are with their own care, the better outcomes they're going to have. Not just from the standpoint of, I feel better, but, clinically, scientifically, better outcomes the more we're involved in our care, the more we're engaged with our care. And I think that means being engaged with others as well. And also one of the benefits of being part of the NPFE LAN, being part of the network system, is you do meet people from around the country who have, on the one hand, a shared interest, but also if you meet 100 people, you're going to find 100 different perspectives on how to live life. And I think that has a great deal of value as well.
Yeah. So it sounds like this, like you kind of started off, this has been rewarding for you. Would you recommend this to other folks who are maybe interested?
Oh, by all means, yes, I would.
Yeah, yeah. And I know sometimes, you know, the LAN recruits at different points of the year, but there's always ways to get involved. If not in the LAN, maybe the own networks PAC, like we talked about, that you're the co-chair of. But it's really good to hear that, you know, people talk about how good it is to get involved, but it's good to hear that that kind of carries out for you and you've seen that. So thank you for sharing that. So one thing I'd like to talk about is, you know, you guys generate these tools, and that sounds really cool, but how do we get the things you guys generate or the information you guys get and get it to folks at the individual clinic level? And that's something that's kind of an ongoing discussion. Do you have any ideas or thoughts on how that might work?
I think truly a multi-pronged ongoing effort. You know, for instance, there's always turnover at clinics, so there's always going to be new patients coming in, new patients, you know, other patients leaving for whatever reason. So from that standpoint, I think things have to be ongoing. The other is you'll have dialysis patients anywhere in my clinic, anywhere from 21 years old to about 95 years old. So I think it's necessary to have a variety of ways to reach them, you know, and understand generationally, you know, in general, younger folks are going to be more in tune with social media like Facebook and Twitter and other platforms like that, whereas perhaps, you know, the other end of the spectrum, you're going to want to do something more personal, more one-on-one if possible, about issues that are related directly to the patient. You know, so a multi-pronged approach, I think, is the best.
And I
think one way or another is going to resonate with different people. Because, again, in my facility, you know, there's 144 patients. And so I can't lay a template over 144 lives and say, this is how I'm going to communicate with you. So, you know, if you can get a representative within a facility that might know the patients better, then they can, you know, decide which way to communicate with any given group of patients.
And honestly, you know, because this is obviously part of a discussion we've all been having in the pack, but I know we've talked about making a series of possible videos. We've talked about, like, this podcast here, doing these sorts of recordings, doing, you know, flyers, which I know show up a lot in clinics, but doing maybe some kind of a unique spin on that so that it's clear this is coming from other patients to other patients. And then that individual approach where we're lucky enough to have patients in clinics who are in the LAN or PAC members who are able to interact with LAN members in the PAC and having them kind of be representatives and advocates at their clinic. I think that's those are all, you know, real world practical ways to do what you just said, which is in a multi-pronged way, disseminate, get this information out, because I think it all is really useful stuff you guys are doing. So, yeah, I totally agree. So, Jeff, do you have any kind of final thoughts on the LAN or anything we've talked about or anything else you want to mention here?
I would say, again, if somebody's wondering, is it worthwhile? Yeah, it is, by all means. It's so far that I know, it's the best way to start to meet people from around the country, start to understand how care is provided to us, and start to understand that there are things we can do to improve our own lives and to improve the lives of others. And it's a good avenue and a good opportunity to do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, Seth Needham, it's always a pleasure talking to you, sir. I am so grateful that we have you as part of our pack, and I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
We hope you found this discussion of the Learning Action Networks helpful. Please be on the lookout for future episodes in this series. We'd like to thank you for listening to the podcast today. This is Justin Carr for Network 15. Take care.